The following is an AI reading of my blog called
Expanding the Lightning Network to Serve Billions, a Quick Win Strategy.
It is for people who don't have time to read blogs and can listen to podcasts though. So, let's go!
This text is part of my new book, The Orange Flash of Freedom, Understanding and Using the Bitcoin Lightning Network. As blocks in the Bitcoin blockchain fill up and fees increase significantly, it has become prohibitively expensive to open channels for many everyday user cases, especially in the global south. In this blog, I aim to make a case for expanding the Lightning Network beyond the bloated Bitcoin time chain, also known as a blockchain, to provide more options for users. First, let's examine how the Lightning Network actually utilizes the Bitcoin time chain. The Lightning Network is an independent payment network that enables you to send and receive Bitcoin. It employs a crypto-anarchist strategy called prepaid fine and some clever game theory principles to ensure no one cheats. In the context of the Lightning Network, cheating would involve attempting to settle a channel balance with an outdated state. This action would be penalized by executing an on-chain transaction that takes the entire channel balance from the cheater. Lightning has various differences compared to the Bitcoin time chain: enhanced privacy, reduced fees, and rapid settlement. Additionally, it's non-custodial, where transferring genuine Bitcoin, not a derivative. Each channel close transaction reconciles the accurate balance on chain, but you don't need to shut down channels to settle. There are two primary issues with conventional Lightning usage that both pertain to scaling. Firstly, for numerous individuals, the on-chain fee is already restrictive. Those living on $1 per day or less cannot afford to spend several dollars just to have a small channel accessible to them. The second problem concerns genuine capacity. Suppose we aim to onboard an additional 100 million users. Assuming a channel opening transaction of approximately 150 VB, we can feasibly open around 5,000 channels for each block, which would take roughly 138 days, given that the Bitcoin time chain isn't employed for anything else. In this scenario, the fees would still be exceedingly high regardless. Expanding Lightning, it is possible to open Lightning channels without the implicit Bitcoin backing. These are called hosted channels or unbacked channels. For instance, I can open a channel with someone, use it to access the whole Lightning network, and then settle however I want with cash. It can be a credit account, etc. The important thing here is that the receiver of such transaction does not need to know that the transaction happened via hosted channel. They receive Bitcoin through the channels that they have opened. This allows us to use different accounting methods than Bitcoin on-chain transactions if the unit of account is the same. One nice real-world example of this approach is using Cashew or Fediment protocols, which are based on a technology called Chaumian eCash, to settle Lightning invoices. Another example would be to use Liquid Network with a swap service to do the same. For example, Aqua Wallet uses atomic swaps between Liquid on-chain and Lightning. You still need to settle a Liquid transaction, which takes about 1 minute per block, so the transactions aren't instant. However, you don't have to open a channel for each user on the Bitcoin main timechain. Expanding Lightning with Liquid. A straightforward way would be to use the Liquid sidechain, not just for atomic swaps, but also for opening channels. Before you say it's not decentralized, I agree that it may not be ideal. However, it is still much better than custodial wallets. Think of a consumer wallet like Phoenix or Breeze, allowing you to open channels on Liquid with lower fees compared to the Bitcoin timechain. People could run hosted channels between Liquid and Bitcoin timechains, making money by bridging them. This could even be provided by the wallet provider as an additional source of revenue. Please note that hosted channels in this case are trustless. It is a channel between two nodes operated by the same individual. Each operator inherently trusts themselves. End users can choose whether they prefer channels on the Bitcoin blockchain for higher fees and increased security, or opt for a coffee budget option with less importance. The key point here is that merchants would receive regular Bitcoin because payments would be securely routed through the bridge. The Lightning network could expand to include various support mechanisms tailored to different users' needs. Merchants desire real Bitcoin, While customers prioritize low fees, we can accommodate both requirements. Additionally, a one-click conversion tool might be available during times of lower fees on the Bitcoin chain, which would create a lightning payment through the bridge to oneself, thereby opening an incoming channel in the process. We could introduce a feature that says when the value of Bitcoin exceeds $100, automatically route to the Bitcoin chain and open a channel along the way. This consolidation of incoming channels enhances security when necessary while still allowing for affordable and swift onboarding. Additionally, it may enable batched channel opening if the provider notices low fees. They could request your cooperation in a transaction that opens multiple channels simultaneously. Benefits for users: easier onboarding and reduced fees are some of the benefits users would enjoy. The user interface can remain straightforward, with no distinct invoice format. It's just Lightning, backed by bridged coins. It can be entirely optional and could demonstrate the power of Bitcoin without initial expenses or aggravation. Although Liquid isn't very decentralized, I personally don't possess any LBTC. I believe this might improve user experience. Benefits for merchants: merchants have the option to accept only Bitcoin backed by authentic Lightning channels. To do this, they do not need to do anything. They get access to customers who open these Liquid-backed channels for free. Less fees paid to miners, more money to be spent for coffee in your coffee shop. On the other hand, if they do not have incoming liquidity, they could decide to allow automatic incoming channel opening on Liquid Phoenix style, and then consolidate once a week or even swap out. To on-chain hardware, wallet-protected address: merchants do not want business to go down because the customers are hesitant to fund their wallets in times of high fees. Advantages for wallet providers: wallet providers can keep more of the channel creation fee for themselves if they do not have to pay miners. They can also earn fees on bridging and swapping balances from Liquid backed to Bitcoin backed. This whole operation is trustless. They can also get more users by lowering the fees and making their project more attractive. Integrating with certain aspects of the wider ecosystem, such as Noster for Zaps and Podcasting 2.0, necessitates low fees. The entry fees should not be too high. Benefits for Bitcoin and Lightning: in the realm of money, network effects are paramount. Reducing friction facilitates onboarding more users, which in turn increases the value of the network and boosts your bags. Let's make it happen. How can this be achieved? To construct a bridge, you need to operate two core Lightning instances, one for Bitcoin and another for Liquid, and establish a hosted channel. Fortunately, no additional coding is required, as core Lightning already supports Liquid. Set the fees accordingly, and you're all set. The only remaining step would be to enable Lightning support for consumer end-user wallets. Unfortunately, there's currently inadequate Liquid support in this area, since end-user wallets utilize either LND or a Sync's lightweight Lightning implementation instead of running core Lightning. Nevertheless, adding this feature shouldn't be overly challenging. Why not Litecoin and others? For this concept to function effectively, the unit of account must remain consistent. Litecoin also has a Lightning implementation, but it sends Litecoins, not Bitcoin. So there would need to be unit of account conversion, which introduces exchange rates and a lot of unnecessary friction. Also, we do not want to teach new Bitcoiners to have Litecoin, but isn't it custodial? No, it is not. Let me explain the security design and risks that differ from Bitcoin timechain-backed channels. Feel free to skip this part if you're not into technical details of Bitcoin and Liquid. You need to trust the backing on the Liquid chain. This is not ideal, as Bitcoin is protected by huge hash power, while Liquid is protected by a large but still limited federation. However, cheating would be obvious, and many different entities would have to cooperate to steal your coffee money. Liquid still has nodes and timechain, so you cannot simply take coins without knowing the opening transactions to multi-sig private keys. The biggest threat is transaction censorship by validators. It's possible for this to happen, and remember that you can get out using Lightning without an on-chain transaction. So both your channel counterparty and Liquid would have to censor. Another potential threat is Liquid stealing the BTC, either intentionally or unintentionally, by releasing the locked BTC from the Pagan multisig. This would be very visible and a much bigger issue than my coffee money. Also, these coins would likely be immediately tainted on the Bitcoin timechain. No one needs to trust the hosted channel and the bridge. The hosted channel is between the bridge operator's two Lightning nodes essentially. The bridge operator receives LBTC through one channel and sends BTC through another channel of theirs. This LBTC to BTC exchange does not require channel backing because it is atomic and trustless. The bridge will collect fees for this service since they might need to rebalance from time to time, but that's all. You as a user or your Lightning wall, it can find the path with the cheapest bridge, sometimes even with negative fees if you help them rebalance. The merchants that want Bitcoin-backed Lightning balance do not have to deal with nor even know about the fact that the payment originated through Liquid. The payment arrives through one of their open channels. If they do not support Liquid, there is no difference. So basically, the only entity to trust here is the Liquid Federation for validating transactions and maintaining the bridge. And even this trust requirement can be greatly reduced because it cannot be easily targeted. This expansion of Lightning actually reduces the risk of the Federation multisig because there is now another way out through the bridge. Creating these Lightning bridges, unlike in many other projects and cross-chain bridges, is completely trustless, decentralized, and there's a competitive market for it bridge operators compete on. Fees and liquidity, how does it work in practice? The bridge operates trustlessly, functioning similarly to a typical Lightning payment routing process. It must be managed by the same entity because the bridge itself isn't backed by coins. Instead, both paths leading to and from the bridge are supported. Let's consider an example. Suppose you're paying a Lightning invoice using channels backed by one Bitcoin channel while also having a channel backed by Liquid Note. You can possess both Liquid and Bitcoin-backed channels, even partially utilizing them for the same payment. From the perspective of Lightning, this is just one network with a uniform unit of account. Your wallet, which we'll call the Liquid side, generates a route. It perceives the bridge as another Lightning channel, so if the fees for routing are acceptable, it will be incorporated into the created route. Once the route is established, the invoice payment process begins. The recipient processes the prehash normally through a Lightning payment, and the HTLC are gradually removed, beginning with the recipient and moving along the path towards the sender. As funds travel, the claim represented by prehash to committed funds reaches the Bitcoin side of the bridge. The channel forming the bridge is not real, it's a virtual or hosted channel. Since the funds belong to the same entity, their distribution does not matter whether it's a 0.1 BTC/0, 2 LBTC split or a 0.2 BTC/0, 1 LBTC split. This distinction has no bearing on the operator. They own both sides and are therefore worth a net total of 0.3 LBTC divided somehow once the prehash arrives at the bridge from the Bitcoin side. Signifying that someone has claimed payment from the Bitcoin side of the bridge operator maintains their net worth by simply providing the prehash to the other side of the bridge, which is also their node. This effectively means they're passing it along for free to another Lightning daemon. The process uses the pre-committed amount through the Liquid side of the bridge and its channel to the Liquid part of the network, ultimately being paid by the sender. For example, if Bob is the recipient, the balance of the bridge changes from Bob arrow right 0.1 BTC bridge angle bracket virtual channel angle bracket 0.2 LBTC arrow right Alice to Bob arrow right 0.2 BTC bridge angle bracket virtual channel angle bracket 0.1 LBTC arrow right Alice. In this scenario, Bob is paid, Alice is paying, the balances of BTC versus LBTC side of bridge change, but the net amount remains the same, even higher due to the routing fees being paid to the bridge. Conclusion: we have the ability to expand the Lightning network beyond the Bitcoin timechain. By allowing inducers to make their choices regarding backing and dispute resolution, we maintain most of the property's limited supply, hard money, empowering users and adding more value to the network. New book, The Orange Flash of Freedom: Understanding and Using the Bitcoin Lightning Network. This text is part of my new book, The Orange Flash of Freedom, focusing on the Lightning Network. Bitcoin has created a digital form of gold, empowering numerous individuals to freely transact with a non-inflationary and non-manipulable hard currency. The Lightning Network expands upon this concept, providing an efficient and scalable payment system that enables instantaneous transmission and reception of money over the internet. It functions as a basic protocol on the internet, akin to email for communication or the web for accessing information and applications. The complexity of the Lightning Network can be tailored according to your needs. To discover more about it, visit my online store or check it out on Amazon.
Thank you for listening. I'm sorry for any possible quirks generated by the large language model or text-to-speech engine, but I think it is worth transferring these blocks into audio form for people who can't or don't have time to read. So I hope it was useful to you, and I would really appreciate if you used value for value podcasting apps to listen to this episode and stream me some sets or Boost. I read all the comments on the Boosts as well. So if you have any comment about this content, feel free to use Fountain.fm or any other app and boost this podcast. Thank you very much.